From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, May 27th. Coming up, scientists are looking to wastewater to track the spread of the coronavirus and understand how new variants emerge. We'll learn more from Side Effects Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. 13th District Democratic candidates David Palmer and Nikki Budzinski met last night for a debate ahead of the June 28th primary. Budzinski is a former aide to President Joe Biden and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. She says inflation is the main focus of her campaign.
I'm running for Congress because I want to help rebuild the middle class. I have been working on issues that support working people my entire career, and that's what I want to do when I go to Congress. And that really starts by fighting inflation.
Palmer is a businessman and former basketball player living in Champaign. He says the issue plaguing voters most is safety.
But I think one of the most important things is that we want to have a safe community. And I think when you look throughout the 13th, you know, people are seeing increased levels of gun violence.
Palmer points to the intersection of gun violence, economic inequality, and an underfunded education system. The debate was hosted by Illinois Public Media. You can watch the entire event on our YouTube channel. Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth is not optimistic that any gun control legislation will pass the Senate this year, even after the school shooting in Texas this week. Speaking on the 21st show, Duckworth says she still wants to see bills on universal background checks and so-called red flag programs come to the floor for a vote.
I want my colleagues on the record choosing a side. And if they choose the side of the gun manufacturers and the NRA, then that needs to be recorded. As opposed to those of us who are going to choose the side of protecting our children.
Any gun control legislation would require 60 votes in the Senate to overcome a Republican filibuster. Duckworth says she does not favor abolishing the filibuster, but does want a so-called talking filibuster, where senators would have to keep speaking on the floor to prevent a bill from moving forward. The school shooting in Texas was top of mind for panelists at an Illinois House task force hearing yesterday. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Lawmakers, healthcare professionals, and advocates tackled topics from gun violence to structural racism and how they impact children. One concern that kept coming up was the shortage of and lack of diversity in the mental health care workforce. Trey Brown of Communities United in Chicago said he had a hard time connecting with a psychologist after a traumatic gun incident in his teen years.
It was an older white woman that had never been shot, that didn't know anything about black culture or the community I was from. I really saw no purpose of even going deeply into what I was really thinking about.
Panelists said schools and community centers have become the de facto mental health system for kids. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Illinois Department of Public Health says rabid bats have been reported in both Champaign and Macon counties this month. IDPH spokesperson Mike Claffey says bats are not the only carriers of rabies.
Bats are the most common carriers of the rabies virus in Illinois, and they're responsible for the vast majority of human rabies cases throughout the country. However, they're not the only carriers of rabies. You should also look out for any wild or unfamiliar or stray animal, especially any animal that appears to be sick.
That audio courtesy of the state of Illinois. Public health officials say while there is a preventative treatment for rabies, it is one of the deadliest diseases. They say to seek medical care immediately if you've been bitten by an animal. Still to come, we'll learn how researchers are using wastewater to track new variants of the coronavirus. That story from Side Effects Public Media is coming up next on 217 Today.
The masterpiece drama Atlantic Crossing mixes international politics and personal ambition in a story inspired by a real-life friendship forged in wartime. In this series, Norway's Crown Princess Martha flees the Nazis and comes to the U.S., where Franklin Roosevelt takes her under his wing. She quickly becomes a powerful advocate for her country. Kyle MacLachlan stars as Roosevelt, opposite Swedish star Sofia Helin as Martha. You can watch every episode today as a friend of WILL. Learn how at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Omicron variants are driving yet another rise in COVID cases across the country. To figure out where the next dangerous mutation of the virus might come from, some scientists are taking to the sewers. Side Effects Public Media's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia spoke to some of them to find out why.
In Mark Johnson's lab at the University of Missouri, there are fridges full of sewer water.
Every week I get samples from Idaho, I get samples from New York, I get samples from California.
Is there only one of each, or did they give you three of each?
The lab gets hundreds of samples every week in little boxes with tubes of dingy brown water with ice packs to keep them cool. Johnson's lab filters the samples for SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID. They extract its genetic material and sequence it to look for oddities.
The part of the genome we focus on is what's called the receptor binding domain. That's where most of the mutations accumulate.
By focusing on the part of the virus that lets it infect our cells, Johnson can look for mutations that might help it get around our immune system. Each dangerous variant so far, such as Delta and Omicron, had significant mutations in that area. Wastewater testing allows researchers to get a sense of how the virus is spreading without having to sequence a bunch of individual tests. They can even see warning signs of a surge based on what's turning up underground. Beyond just looking for strange new variants, Johnson and his colleagues are trying to figure out where exactly they're coming from, essentially the virus's family history.
Every time we've had a new lineage, it's generally been not derived from the one before, so Omicron was not derived from Delta. Delta was not derived from Alpha, and so forth.
But to hunt down these so-called cryptic lineages, they have to narrow down the source of the virus. Instead of sampling a wastewater treatment plant that may contain material from hundreds of thousands of people, Johnson can sample one specific manhole. To do that, he and other scientists are increasingly using a surprising but practical tool, tampons. In a cell phone video, a student at the University of Connecticut ties fishing line around a tampon before lowering it through a hole in a manhole cover.
I've sent the videos to a number of people.
Kendra Moss, who leads UConn's Microbial Analysis Resources and Services Lab, has been using the technique to monitor COVID outbreaks on campus. She's the one who shared it with Johnson.
It's so simple. Like when I say we tie a fishing line to a tampon and throw it in the sewer, that is literally all it is.
Moss has done research comparing the technique to other methods of sampling that require expensive machinery and found it to be largely on par. That means researchers can sample in remote areas or places where it would be inconvenient, like a busy city street in New York. That's where one of Johnson's colleagues, virologist John Dennehy, has been working to track down bizarre SARS-CoV-2 mutations.
We were able to narrow our variant to a small area of Brooklyn. Unfortunately, within that area, there's still hundreds of thousands of people.
Dennehy says finding where these cryptic lineages are coming from is important because it could help head off the next dangerous variant at the source. Researchers think these variants might develop in immunocompromised people who are infected for a long time. Because their bodies can't deal with the virus quickly, that gives it time to mutate to get around their immune response. But researchers aren't the ones who can quarantine someone with one of those mutated viruses and get them treatment. That's up to public officials, and Dennehy worries they may not be clued in.
I kind of wonder how much the public health authorities are aware of these cryptic variants being a potential source of a new variant of concern.
One highly mutated Omicron variant, BA.2.1.2.1, is now contributing to a new spike in COVID in the U.S. There's no indication yet that the subvariant causes more severe disease than earlier forms. But Johnson says Omicron has outperformed previous variants when it comes to producing offshoots, and tracking them will be critical to potentially controlling them. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be cloudy and cooler today, with showers likely, and a high of 68 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Harrison Malkin, Mawa Iqbal, and Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Have a good weekend.